In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 17, this is letter number 6388. Baruch Hashem, the 13th of Tammuz, Tavshin Yud Ches, Brooklyn. As we see, the Rebbe is writing letters to people in conjunction with the special day of Yud Beis Yud Gimel Tammuz. 31 years ago from that day, this was in 1958. In 1927, the previous Rebbe was freed from his exile in Russia, and then eventually left Russia altogether. So that celebration, there was a celebration. The Rebbe utilizes this special day to encourage people to make good resolutions, to strengthen themselves. And this particular letter, Baruch Hashem, the 13th of Tammuz, Tavshin Yud Ches, Brooklyn. And as we know, that we celebrated the 12th and the 13th. The actual freedom came on the 12th, but to get the official papers, they had to wait till the 13th because it was some sort of a holiday over there. So the Rebbe is addressing this to the students of Yeshivas Tem Chet Mimim that were in Lod, who were mentioned in the letter Pan, the letter Pidyon Nefesh, that's the redemption of Notzol, which was passed along through the young man, the Avrich, that's the Bocher, Hatomim Zusya Sheyichya Posner. This Rabbi Posner was a student at the yeshiva, and he got the other students to all participate in one letter. They sent to the Rebbe a redemption of Notzol in association with Yud Gimel Tammuz, with the basic Gimel Tammuz, and the Rebbe is acknowledging and sending, responding to them that he received the letter through this Zusya Posner, Hashem Adichyu, and the Rebbe says, Shalom Avracha. Now the Rebbe says, I want to confirm receiving the Pan, that Pidyon Nefesh, the redemption of Notzol, with the list of the names that were included, including their mother's names. Because as you know, when you pray at the graveside of a tzaddik and a refuah, you use the mother's name. So I got the names and the mother's name. And when I was yesterday on the 12th of Tammuz, on the holy Sia, the resting place of the Master of Joy, because he's called, it's the 13th of Tammuz, which is my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles, I mentioned each and every one of you to whatever you need. I have mentioned those. So passed along that note with the names, and I read it at the gravesite, at the Tzion, the Holy Tzion, for everything that you need. And the Rebbe said, well, this is an auspicious day. So it is a very auspicious time that all your decisions should actually be drawn down in actuality throughout the year. So you make a good decision, but you still need a blessing that those decisions should actually materialize and in a way increase and going. So the Rebbe says, you will be successful all the time, whatever, at every time, in every place. Our sages of blessed memory say, Ein lecha davar ha'imed b'fnei haratzi. Nothing stands in the way of the will. Especially, the Rebbe says, so that's all the time. But especially when you are arousing great compassion on the resting, on the tzion of a holy man, the prince of our generation, and you're asking there and you're making your decisions at that place, for sure there will be a tremendous success in bringing it into fruition. Because the Rebbe is helping you out, basically, at the time that we are asking Hashem for compassion to help us in our decision-making. And the Rebbe prays for them that you should utilize Yiratzin, utilize this arousal fully. And also in your environment, you should influence as such. The Rebbe blesses them for good news in all of the above, and for learning Torah, the whole Torah, which is a reference, Nigla and Chassidus, as in the Lubavitch Yeshiva, these were students of Lud. They not only learned the revealed part, they also learned Chassidus. To learn the all of Torah, a whole Torah, B'yira Shamayim, with fear of heaven. So, you see, the Rebbe is blessing them, acknowledging their note, the Pidyon Nefesh, and he blesses them and encourages them that their decisions should have the special force to be fulfilled throughout the year, to bring it down in practical. And Rebbe blesses them, good news and all the above, and for learning all of Torah and with Yiras Shamayim. Rebbe utilized these days, as mentioned, of Yud Beis Yud Gimel Tammuz for encouragement, for increased connection and the special powers that we can get support by praying for them at the Ohel. And this was a tradition, you know, to send to the Rebbe from all the students. So you had one of the older students, in this case it was Rabbi Posner over there,